Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wake up, tiny dancer.
Wake up, Mr. Alex.
Hold up.
Wake up, Mr. Alex.
Wake up,
Mr. Alex.
Wake up, little man. Hello, little man.
You don't know what that's off, do you?
No, what is it?
Wake up, Mr. Alex.
What is it from?
Wake up, Mr. Alex.
Well, tell me what it's from.
Wake up, Mr. Alex. It's off Madagascar. And I had it.
Oh.
That is King Julian.
Yeah.
Telling Alex, the lion, to wake up.
Really?
And I had it as my alarm for about a day.
It was, and then you realised how annoying it was.
It was fucking annoying.
Maybe
every morning, wake up.
Maybe we should set up ringtones for each other.
Terrible idea.
Why?
What are you going to do? Write a ringtone for me?
I would. Yours would be misogyny, misogyny, misogyny.
Pass me my beer. Men are better than women. We deserve to be paid more. You know how people wake up and they have like motivational like podcasts in their ears? Yours is the motivational chauvinist.
What would yours be? Oh, if only...
What?
What would
mine,
you
mine is,
no,
what more can I do today to help people the planet?
No, yours would be, I'm always drunk. That's what...
Yeah. Well, look, I'm not far off now.
Mine would be.
I'm allowed to drink soon.
Not yet. Not yet.
Get ready.
Don't tell them.
I'm going to walk back in to that pub.
Yeah.
Yeah, to a hero's welcome.
From who?
From the lads, the boys.
What boys are going to be there?
Oh, you know, all the boys. You got Dave.
Yeah, what does he do?
Tiny Tim.
Yeah. Big Dave and Tiny Tim.
Petite Peter.
What's the tall one called?
Shrek. And Steve the Lamp. You know how pubs have like the most ridiculous nicknames for people. In our local pub, we had.
I love it that you're teeing this up like you're some East End gangster.
Yeah, well, I was born in Homerton. Right? In our local pub in West Sussex, slightly more.
Yeah,
there was, who did we have? There was Dodgy, Foxy, Shrek. There was
Dodgy.
Yeah, he was Dodgy.
What did Dodgy look like?
He had hair and legs.
Yeah.
I think
he like an animal? he was hairy and he had legs.
He was a dog. Dodgy the
Oi,
dog.
Oi, Dodgy.
Who else was there? Oh, there was someone that...
Sussex does not have gangsters.
They're not gangsters. It's just in pubs, you probably don't know this because you're not that much of a lad. Mm-hmm. But you know, you get to hang around in pubs and you get nicknames for people.
What was your nickname?
It's a term of endearment.
Why have you got some accent going on today? What is this?
What accent?
There we go. He's slipping. He's slipping and sliding.
Hey.
You got a slip and slide going on.
Because I'm getting excited.
What? Because booze is around the corner.
Because booze is back, baby.
There you go.
Which means I'm back.
Which means I feel normal again.
Oh, finally. Ah, I can speak to people again.
What would your nickname in the pub be?
What would it be?
Yeah.
Swinging Al. Because out of respect to my sexual... preferences in my relationship. No, I don't know. What would you
quickly cut that one off? Didn't you? You did. Yeah. No.
Not that. No, I go to church every Sunday.
Not that.
What would yours be?
Mine would be something like...
Yours actually wouldn't be a nickname. It would just be sniggering. People just laughing.
No, it wouldn't be. Mine would be Hacky Sack J. Hacky Sack.
Hacky.
They would just call me Hacky Sack.
Hacky Sack. What? Because for account of your weird looking testicles.
No, Hacky Sack.
Hacky Sack J.
Here comes Hacky Sack.
Here comes Hacky Sack. Let's kick him in the balls. No,
I'd be Hacky Sack. Oh, here comes Hippie Hacky Sack.
There is a bit of that when you walk into the pub. It's quite a pressured environment.
Intimidating. Intimidating.
Intimidating.
Because they turn towards you.
They turn at you and they go, ooh.
And then you go up to the bar and they...
And you order... What do you want? You want a couple of floatinis, please.
All right, so you walk into my bar, this weapon. You walk in.
Yeah.
Make the noise. That's the door opening.
That was my butthole.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
You walk up to the bar.
All right, mate. The usual, please.
This is a brand new bar.
So you've never been in it before?
Okay, fine. You've never been in it before?
Well, you don't know me from social media?
Uh-oh.
What do I usually drink on there?
I don't know. I've never seen you.
All right. Well, just a pint of Stella, please. not that hard.
You give up that quickly.
Yeah. All right. Pour me a pint.
And then you would look across it. Is that Hacky Sack Jay?
That's some guy playing with his bollocks in the corner.
Hacky Sack Jay and Keep Me Humpy Joe. What? Can I tell you?
I don't think you and I are very pub.
Yeah, I'm quite pub.
Pubby guys.
I'm very pubby.
Yeah, I mean, you're quite into your sport, which is...
Yeah, I like the sport.
Because I don't actually follow a football team. I don't support a football team, which in certain masculine environments...
It's intimidating.
It's not very good. Yeah. So who do you support? And I'm like, oh, fuck.
Who do you go for?
Football?
West Brom.
Yeah, yeah. I support football. Fairness, actually.
Who do you... Yeah, West Brom.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God. I loved it when they were in the second division. I literally have no idea what I'm talking about.
What is the offside rule?
Oh, God. The amount of times I've been caught offside.
Do you know what the offside rule is?
Yeah, it's when you take the ball when you're behind the defence. Of course I know what the offside rule is.
Okay, explain it.
I just did.
Okay, explain it again.
It's when...
Yeah.
Okay, so say an attacker.
Yeah, runs
when the ball leaves the foot.
hold on.
If the attacker is further forward than the defender.
I'm going to start this again. Yeah. Okay. Alex Mitten, describe to our listeners what the offside rule is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure loads of you out there don't know, so this is going to be useful information. So if you're an attacker, right, you can't.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that I'm doing it in layman's terms because obviously I know how to
of course.
To explain it to fellow football heads. It's basically to do when the ball is when the ball is passed,
yeah,
and the attacker is further forward than the defender, they're offside, right? If they receive that ball, then they're offside.
Defender?
The defender on the other team. So the Land Rover defender.
So you're saying that the attacker can't be behind the last defender?
Yes.
Is that the offside rule?
Yeah.
How many cards can you get in football? How many yellow cards?
You can have two yellows.
Yeah.
And then it's a red.
Yeah.
And obviously you can have one red.
Yeah, smashed it.
Thank you. I'm going to be good when I go to the pub now. Thanks.
Can I tell you what happened to me, babe, by the way?
No.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you. So I tried to call you on the weekend. You didn't pick up. I was really struggling. I had a struggling moment.
Just let me be on weekends. Is not for work.
It's not.
I don't like to work on the weekends.
It's not.
This is purely a work relationship.
No, it's not. Listen.
What was wrong? What are you doing
looking,
on your phone?
I was looking what I wrote down because I wrote it down.
Oh, are you writing down your thoughts? Are you journaling?
I really want to journal.
Ooh.
Do you journal?
No.
I really want to journal.
I might get into it too.
Yes.
My only fear is that in a few years, someone will find the journal. And I will end up in prison.
Because you've journaled what? Journaled pictures into there.
Oh, I thought you said bitches.
Journaled bitches into there. No, listen, I had this. So recently, I've told you this, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, my anxiety or something has been up. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. But
I've been feeling a little bit.
Have you?
Tender.
Anxious. You don't.
I have. No.
You block it out.
What I realize is I actually have. I, funnily enough, wanted to speak to you about this. I have a very overactive mind.
Same.
Constantly on the go, which sometimes can spiral into anxiety.
Yeah.
Sort of an anxious mind.
Yeah.
Well, I've realized.
So you feel physically anxious or emotionally anxious? What is it?
I think I just ruminate and I get caught in like spirals sometimes of overthinking.
Yeah.
And I don't ever like, I sometimes don't give myself a break, but I've actually got very good at like meditating and just.
So you meditate to help it?
Letting stuff go. It's more so than meditation. It's actually just a way of thinking. It's almost like rewiring your brain so that when that process begins or those thoughts begin, you immediately know how to disarm it.
Yeah, that is so true. That is a big one.
And that doesn't come just like that. That's from different ways of thinking. That's from learning. That's from learning, you know, learning philosophies and learning different bits and bobs.
What type of philosophies?
He who cuts the wood warms himself twice for the fire.
Straight up.
See,
he
who cuts the wood for the fire warms himself twice.
Love that.
Yeah, think about it.
What does it mean, that one?
Wow. You know, he's warming himself twice. He's warming himself once when he cuts the wood.
Yeah, there you go.
And then second time.
Sense of achievement.
Yeah, it means you've got to work for your
wood.
For your fucking wood, mate.
So I have an overactive mind as well the whole time. And recently, maybe tiredness. I don't know. I've been working a lot. Like I told you about what I realized about my OCD?
No.
Mate, this is mad. Okay, I haven't noticed it. I didn't realize this. Had a therapy session, right? I have a therapy session every week. Had a therapy session and I was talking about my childhood. So because I was feeling anxious and we just undergone in the conversation of childhood.
Such cliche. Yeah.
Oh, it's not a cliche.
I'm not. I'm just, it is like, well,
your childhood. Yeah, yeah. No, but this is what happened. I said, my OCD is up, right? Obsessive compulsive disorder. And they're like, oh really? When do you think that ever kicked in? I was like, I don't know. I remember as a kid I had it. And they said, well, what happened when you were a kid? I went, when I was a kid, when my parents got divorced and I was sent to boarding school at 8 years old, right? I would have to say a prayer. I haven't told you this. Oh my God. I would have to say a prayer every single night. When Mrs. Scarder, my teacher.
Why did you have to say a prayer?
Oh my God. So Mrs. Scarder, my teacher, when I was 6 years old, used to get all of us guys behind the desk at the end of the night and we would say a prayer.
What do you mean?
So it was behind the desk.
You were at boarding school age six.
No, this was at pre-prep. Anyway, I'd put the chair in and they'd say, right, time for prayer time. And we'd go, okay, before we went home. And it would be, Lord, please keep us safe this night, secure from all our fears. May angels guide us while we sleep till morning light appears. Amen. Say this prayer, whatever. Parents got divorced and were sent to boarding school. I got this weird like OCD thing where every single night when I was lying in bed at boarding school, I would have to say this prayer. Lord, please keep us safe this night, secure from all our fears. May angels guide us while we sleep till morning light appears. Amen. I'd have to say it in my head. If I made a mistake, I'd have to start the whole prayer again. I did this every single night. What happened, transpired then,
Jesus,
is that the prayer developed even a bit more. So it got worse and worse to the point where I had a really bad night's sleep. I went skiing once in a place called the Hotel Krona in Austria, right? And I had a really bad nightmare in room 237. Okay. My prayer by the time I was 11 was, I have loads of brothers and sisters, as you know, it would be, Lord, please keep us safe this night, secure from all our fears. May angels guide us while we sleep till morning light appears. May that go for mummy, daddy, Sander, Emmy, Tash, Gems, everyone who sleeps in Hotel Krona room 237 and 238. It will go for, I'd have this list.
God.
Yeah, it was mental. It was mental. I'd have this list. By the end, I would like fall asleep because it was so long. But if I messed up once, I'd have to start the whole thing again.
So what is it now? So why am I in there?
Yeah, you're in there now. Anyway, this OCD was killer, right? Also, we had a poem above my loo in my house at home.
Yeah.
Which was...
You famously had to read poems, didn't you, when you go for a wee or something at night?
Yeah. Yeah, I've told you this.
You lived a very weird childhood.
So
you were lying in bed.
Yes, I know.
Praying and reading prayers.
How weird is it? But I noticed. So before when I took a wee, it was above the loo, there was... Please remember, don't forget, never leave the bathroom wet, nor leave the soap upon the floor, and leave the bath an hour or more, because other folks are wondering why. Just don't forget it isn't done. If you really do the thing, there's not the slightest need to sing. Right? There's this poem. Every single time I went
you
to take
a... You sound like a kid from a horror movie.
Yeah.
If I heard that late at night coming from a toilet...
Mate, every single time I went to the bathroom, I'd have to say this poem.
I don't think this is healthy. And
no,
it clearly wasn't.
But obviously I went through some sort of trauma, which was divorce and boarding school and things like that. And I manifested it into this OCD.
You thought that by praying it was gonna stop the pain or it was gonna make the situation
what
okay.
What I've worked out in my head, which I think it was, which was there was so much chaos going around me, that was the only thing I could control. And it was that, so I tried to control that, right? But I didn't know what it was. Anyway, I then when got to 12 years old, it suddenly all just disappeared. One night, I just said, oh, I'm not going to do that prayer. And I was like, what? I'm free.
So I've had that recently, slightly different, with three drains.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go. So that's exactly
this
it.
So there's this superstition that if you step across three drains, bad shit's going to happen in your life. And one day I decided, you know what? Fuck you. I'm not going to listen, but sometimes I still do avoid them.
Yeah, yeah. Or when I go over it, if I go over them on my scooter, my Vespa, I have to go toast. Toast.
Mine was if I walked across it, I had to spit on the floor. Yeah,
I taught you that one.
Which is so rank because you're walking in like busy London streets just gobbing on the floor.
Toast is the new one.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So anyway, this OCD was really bad when I was younger. Lost it. Anyway, recently my OCD has kicked in, like for no reason. I think there's a reason. Basically, like where, I think I told you this the other day, there's a door stopper in there.
Yeah.
And I had to go, if people didn't hear this episode, there's a door stopper, which, you know, keeps the door from closing. I left it in a squiffy place. Yeah, that sounds really weird.
If anyone didn't hear this episode, I'd be surprised because it was a big fucking moment.
In a squiffy place. But then I went all the way upstairs to the apartment. For about 5 minutes, I was thinking, I got to move that thing. Got to move it. Went back downstairs and did it. Anyway, it all came to a freaking blowout this weekend.
Oh, what happened?
Dude, I had a couple of drinks on Saturday.
Typical.
Friday night. Typical. Saturday, I was making a tuna and I put sriracha mayonnaise into it.
Lovely.
Delicious. I went to put the mayonnaise back in the fridge and I couldn't find the right place to put it. Nothing felt comfortable. So then I became so OCD over it. I would obsess over it. It was so weird.
It was really intense. I don't really know how to respond here because this sounds,
well, tell
this
me.
Sounds semi-serious. So, where is the sriracha now?
I don't know. I messaged my therapist about it. She got a message from me over the weekend, which I said to her, happy Sunday. Okay. I said, hi, Mal. My OCD is really high. It's worrying me. What would that be? She said, that's interesting. I thought you'd been just come back from holiday.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, yeah. List the things that you're worrying you at the moment or disappointments, things that you are failing at apart from the OCD. Also, OCD thrives on attention, so starve it.
You love attention though.
Yeah, and so then I just went to, so anyway, the point, so then I stopped.
Did you tell her it was to do with the mayonnaise?
I didn't tell her that. No, I'm going
to
tell her.
Of course, you have to tell her.
No. Well, I just couldn't find a place for the mayonnaise. I didn't know where to put it. Dude, it was just freaky.
Police turn up at your
house. And I think it's because obviously, I don't know, things are...
You obviously have this like quite deep-rooted...
OCD.
Synapse path that like goes back to this
yeah,
this
that's
thing
what I think
was,
it is. I think in the mix
created.
Of chaos... I try and find calmness by creating OCD.
Yeah.
It
sounds
bad.
Like you need to do quite a lot of work to try and get move past that.
If you have OCD, it's about exposure. Expose yourself to the situation, which I did. So over the weekend, I exposed myself to the situation I was feeling bad about, like this
or
and
you
that.
Put the mayo in the shoe cupboard.
I left it out. I left it out on the side.
Lobbed it.
I left it out on the side. So he's like, can you put that away?
Sriracha mayo?
Left it out.
Oh, you can't let that go off.
I left it out.
Good stuff.
And I was looking at it and I was like, you don't tell me what to do. You don't control me, you sriracha mayonnaise.
What are you going to do? What's your next step? How are you going to overcome?
I don't know.
Sriracha gate.
I thought it was just a good thing to. What would you? By the way, what would your porn name be? Just on a tangent. What would your porn name be? So it's your first dog and the first street or house that you lived in, and you can switch them around whichever way you want.
First dog and first street.
First pet. Say that three times. First pet and first place you lived or street you lived on. And you can switch them around to make it sound better.
It would be Old Molly.
Really?
Ooh, baby.
Old Molly. Yours would be
Molly. Like 60 plus, that hot granny shit.
So your porn name is Old Molly.
Yeah, Old Molly.
So hold on.
Yeah.
So you're coming in for an audition.
Yeah.
And you have to get into character of Old Molly. So here you go. Who do we have up next?
Old Molly. Wait, am I a guy or a girl? I'm guessing I am a girl.
No, you're a boy. You're a man.
Well, why would I be called Old Molly?
No, here we go. So, hello. So, are you here for the audition?
To be fair, if I was coming for an audition, you're exactly what I'd expect to be sat on the couch. Yeah, yeah. Take your knickers off. Bend over for me. Don't laugh like that, you weirdo.
You're the one who's thinking it. Look at you pointing.
You're the one who's hit the nail on the head.
I'm the audition person. Hi, what's your name?
Molly.
It's not. Not to say on my sheet, it doesn't. What's your name?
Sorry, other people know me as Old Molly. My fans know me as Old Molly.
No, you're a bloke. You're not a girl.
Well, I thought we came up with my name as Old Molly.
Yeah, that's, you can still be a boy.
My real name's Alex. What? I'd rather not tell people my real name.
No.
I have to hide behind a bit of a guise because I like to separate work from my real life. Otherwise, it complicates things.
You have to do your porn name. Go. Hey.
Old Molly.
Yeah, but what's your accent?
Hey, I'm old Molly. You want to fuck?
Do you not mind with me?
You want to fuck? Because I'm about to go to sleep. I'm pretty tired, so.
I'm old Molly.
Okay, what's yours?
Mine is South Farm Chevy.
You've already said this before. Yeah, yours is too good.
I swear to God, that's right.
South Farm Chevy.
Yeah, I lived in South Farm and my dog was called Chevy.
You had a dog called Chevy?
Yeah, my dad names all the dogs after cars.
Legend.
Chevy, Targa, Clio.
Kia.
Skoda.
Skoda's quite good.
Yeah, Skoda's a good one.
Actually, what does Skoda mean? Is it Icelandic?
Skoda.
Skoda.
Oh, that's scolding.
Scolding hot. We're chatting absolute nonsense. I just realised. I sound like I've got a bit of a cold. I just realised. I can hear it in the...
Speaking of colds, did you hear about the cleaner that was found in the room in Tulum?
Oh my God, I saw a video of this.
A cleaner was cleaning up a hotel room in Tulum, Mexico, and he was found by the staff because he had snorted something that was left on the side and it was ketamine and he had gone into a K-hole.
Yeah, I saw a photo of this. So he's basically just like KO'd on the bed.
Yeah, yeah. And it's
but what I found so funny about that is they're both in a stalemate because the people in the room, whose room it is, can't say that they've had their drugs taken. And then he also doesn't want to admit it.
Some of the Twitter comments are ridiculous. Some of them are, all those years as a child when I was warned not to take random things from strangers because they might be drugs, and they never were. And here's the guy living the life I thought I was going to have. my God. Another person said, in his head, he just scored the winning goal in extra time for his country. The fans going wild. He's a national treasure. Reality.
Also, he thought he was doing a big line of like cocaine or something.
I don't know.
Quite punchy.
Who would ever do that? It's like walking into a room and like drinking a drink or something.
He's obviously a bit of a party boy. He enjoys shaking a leg.
That's a little bit wild. We also have something on the Daily Mail, which is Swiss man 20 was left in intensive care after suffering a rare lung injury from masturbating.
Oh, how'd you do that?
A 20-year-old man was hospitalized after a freak accident while masturbating in a first case of its kind. The Swiss patient, who has not been named, his name's Old Molly, suffered a rare lung injury normally caused by rigorous exercise or violent coughing fits. He spent a night in the ICU and after further 3 days in hospitals, as doctors tried to relieve the pain caused by trapped air, the man went to A&E after suffering sudden chest pain and breathlessness while pleasuring himself in bed.
Which some people quite like.
Imagine doing that. Imagine pleasuring yourself and then...
nearly dying.
Popping your lung.
I still don't understand how he did that. Was he just like really aggressively doing it?
I think that's what it would be. Yeah, he just really masturbated.
How many times in a day? What's the most you've ever played with your...
Why do you want to know the answer?
With your pecker? I don't know. It's interesting.
When I was younger, I once phoned up one of my friends and said, I'm a bit worried about myself because I've been doing it too much.
Because my chest is tight and my lungs are hurting.
Hey, ladies and listeners, we're very excited because we have the lie detector test coming up. We're recording it. It's going to be out for the next bonus episode.
Can't wait.
Getting strapped up.
Yeah.
Lie detector, baby.
You're getting strapped up too, don't you?
Yeah, I'm getting strapped up too. We're going to do a lie detector test. No questions. If you have any question for us, please send them in to our Instagram at Private Podcast. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in for a bonus episode. If anyone listening are suffering from mental health problems, go and check out the Calm website, Campaign Against Living Misery. It's an amazing, fantastic website. I'm an ambassador for it, and it really helps a lot of individuals. It's incredible. I wanted to put that out there.
Well, I'm glad that you shared it. I think we both shared a little.
Where are you getting up to do?
I'm not. I'm actually just getting comfy. I could talk. I could do. Yeah. I could do this for an hour.
I could do this for an hour as well. Hey, by the way, this Friday, we have Ed Jackson on the podcast. Ed Jackson, former rugby player, dived into a swimming pool and became paralyzed from the head down. It's an unbelievable story. He's an amazing guy and just really shows you with the power of the mind and the resilience and never give up what you can do with yourself. It's incredible. That's this Friday, Alex.
Yeah. No, it was actually fascinating learning about how...
Sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls were very prominent throughout the chat, but also... just how your mind can rebuild that synapse path and like heal. Amazing. And he can actually walk again and shit. It's mad. Very, very inspiring.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Is the police going past?
Yeah. They're just getting ready for my boozing.
All right, everybody. We love you. We'll see you with all of that noise.
Get down.
We'll see you next Friday, this Friday. We're going to see you this Friday with... the lovely Ed Jackson on the podcast.
Strap in, strap up, and
strap it on. All right, guys, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.